Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. I'm your host, Will Walden, and today's episode, we're going to be exploring the ocean worlds in Uranus's moons, a glimpse into the enigmatic ice giant. A recent study featuring new modeling and reanalysis of data collected by the Hubble Space Telescope in 1998 and NASA's Voyager spacecraft has brought forth exciting revelations about the ice giant Uranus. The study, conducted by a team of scientists from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, in Southern California, suggests that four of Uranus's large moons, Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, and Oberon, are likely to harbor internal oceans that could be dozens of miles deep. Uranus, the seventh planet from the sun, is an enigmatic world that has long captivated scientists and researchers, with a diameter of approximately 31,763 miles, it is surrounded by a plethora of celestial bodies, including 27 known moons and four major rings. The four largest moons, Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, and Oberon, have diameters ranging from 720 miles to Ariel to 980 miles for Titania. Now, the National Academy's 2023 Planetary Science and Astrobiology Decadal Survey prioritized exploring Uranus, prompting planetary scientists to focus on the ice giant to enhance their understanding of this mysterious planetary system. And this groundbreaking study not only informs future missions aimed at investigating these moons, but also has implications that extend beyond Uranus as it explores potential mechanisms and their relevance to other water-rich bodies in our solar system that have limited internal heat. Now, the study revisits findings from NASA's Voyager 2 flybys of Uranus in the 1980s, as well as ground-based observations, and incorporates data from Galileo, Cassini, Dawn, and New Horizons missions that discovered ocean worlds. The research also draws insights into the chemistry and geology of icy bodies, such as Saturn's moon Enceladus, Pluto and its moon Charon, and Ceres, which are roughly the same size as the Uranian moons. Now, new modeling reveals that there is a high likelihood of an ocean layer existing within Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, and Oberon, and these saltier, briny oceans are situated beneath the ice and above layers of water-rich rock and dry rock. Randa, the smallest of the five large moons, is considered too small to retain enough heat for an ocean layer. Now, researchers use the modeling to determine the porosity of Uranian moon surfaces, discovering that they likely have enough insulation to retain the internal heat necessary for hosting an ocean. Additionally, they found a potential heat source in the moon's rocky mantles, which release hot liquid and could help maintain a warm environment for an ocean. This scenario is especially plausible for Titania and Oberon, where the oceans may even be warm enough to support habitability. So it could be life, possibly, in those oceans. And investigating the composition of the ocean allows scientists to learn about materials that might be present on the moon's icy surfaces. geological activity may have pushed substances from below to the surface, as evidenced by telescopic observations of Ariel, where material flowed onto its surface, possibly from icy volcanoes. And Miranda, the innermost and fifth largest moon, also hosts surface features that appear to be of recent origin, suggesting it may have held enough heat to maintain an ocean at some point. However, recent thermal modeling indicates that Miranda is unlikely to have hosted water for long, as it loses heat too quickly and is likely frozen now. Now, a key finding in the study proposes that chlorides as well as ammonia are likely abundant in the oceans of Uranus's largest moons. Ammonia has long been known to act as an antifreeze, and the modeling suggests that salts likely present in the water would serve as an additional source of antifreeze, helping maintain the internal oceans. Now, despite these fascinating discoveries, many questions remain about the large moons of Uranus, and Castillo-Rogues acknowledges that there is still plenty of work to be done. She states, "We need to develop new models for different assumptions on the origin of the moons in order to guide planning for future observations." Now, exploring the surface and the depths of these moons will help scientists and engineers select the most suitable scientific instruments for their survey. For instance, knowing that ammonia and chlorides may be present implies that spectrometers, which detect compounds by the reflected light, would need to use a wavelength range that covers both types of compounds. Moreover, this knowledge can aid in designing instruments that can probe the deep interior for liquid. Searching for electrical currents that contribute to a moon's magnetic field is generally the best way to locate a deep ocean, as demonstrated by Galileo mission scientists at Jupiter's moon Europa. However, the cold water in the interior oceans of moons such as Ariel and Umbriel could make the oceans less able to carry these electrical currents, presenting a new challenge for scientists working to uncover what lies beneath. Now, this study has opened up new possibilities and deepened our understanding of Uranus and its large moons. With further research and future exploration missions, we may unravel more secrets about these enigmatic celestial bodies, ultimately broadening our knowledge of the solar system and the potential for habitability in other icy worlds. Thank you so much for listening to the Space News Pod today. I appreciate your time. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now, that would be really great. It would help out the show a little bit, and you'd get Space News in your podcast feed whenever we release a new episode, usually twice or three times a week. So thank you so much again. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself.